You're going to pray about it. And something's going to happen to you this morning that never happened to you before. All right? Matter of fact, it's happening to me this morning. I never experienced this. I was praying this morning. And I'm going to give you a scripture in a minute. And you will never be the same. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. The whole world will be affected this morning by you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I'm experiencing this with you. I was talking to my wife. I said, wow, I never heard of nothing like this before. But it's in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. You see what it said? Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Help him. Here's what we're going to pray. There's a way he said it to him. I could say it in a nicer way, but he wants you to pray that the greatness leak out of you this morning. So therefore, you, from the rest of your days, you will have a greatness leak. Now, based on 1 John 4:4, look at it. Look at 1 John 4:4, and then we'll look at, you can't do the greater work, let the greatness leak out of you. So God's greatness is on the inside of you. Say it, God's greatness is on the inside of me. Wow, wow. See, God's greatness is not for him. It's for me. That's right, you got it, for me. See, we've been taught about sin so much we don't even recognize we got the greatness of God in us. Huh? So God's greatness is about to leak out of me. Say it.
God's greatness is about to leak out of me.
And the reason I say it like that is the way the Holy Spirit gave it to me. There will be a greatness leak in Darrell this morning. In this service. In this service today. There will be a greatness leak. Leak. Like leak. Like got a hole in it.
Yes.
Then 1 John 4:4 now. He said, what, is you overcome now? Huh? Why? Oh, greater is he that's in you. So the greater one lives in you. So if the greater one lives in you, his greatness is in you. Wave your hand at me. All right. I want you to know his greatness is in you, all right? Now, John 4:12, then we're going to start praying. John 4:12. How can you do the greater work without no greatness? John 14:12. The works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works. So we're here to do greater works this morning. I say we're here to do greater works. First of all, it got to take place in our lives. You ready? You never prayed this. For the greatness to leak out of me. Go back to 1 Chronicles 29. And so we're going to start praying. We're going to have a greatness leak. In this service, in this city, in you, in your home, in your family, a greatness leak. It's God's greatness. But I'm packing God's nature. See it. The divine power, the divine life that you have in you because you're a born-again Christian is packing God's greatness. Now, Father, we just pray as you pray and look at those three scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29, then you got 1 John 4:4, and then you have John 14:12. Are you with me here?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know it's a little shocking.
Yes, all right.
But God dog, it is in there.
Yes, sir.
And when it leaks, it's going to start a flow.
Thank you.
And multitude of people are going to get blessed all over the world. You ready?
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, we yield to the greatness that is in us, and we're willing to let... Oh, hold up. Hold up. You're not going to leak it unless I show you something else. Psalm 24. You got to open the gate and open the door. Psalm. And let the glory come in. Yeah, you got to open it. Yeah, your soul and your body will shed it out. Hold it in. So he say, open the gate. You got to open the gate. And open the door. Matter of fact, you are the gate. You are the door for God's greatness. The floor in his room. You see in Psalm 24? Yeah, you just read it sometime. Now, Father, we praying that would you give us instruction here at Word of Life to let the greatness flow. Let the greatness leak out of us so we go in realms that we've never been before. Just pray about that. Look at it and pray about it. Bring my stool, son. I got a lot of work to do today. Yes, sir, I receive. Say, God, greatness is leaking out of me onto others. Let it leak. Kashata, I receive some. Let it leak. Koroba satara koshiki de boroba basata. Shata. See, some of y'all are not even praying. You don't think you got no greatness in you. Hey, you is God in you. Shatata. Let it go. Let the leak. Katata. Greatness be all over this place. All on Highway 22. Always on highway on Highway 44. Greatness on I-10. Greatness is being leaked out. So all in Darrow. Koshiki, God, greatness. It's being leaked out right now. Koroba sa ta ta ta. Koroba shaka ta 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 ta. Go ahead, pray it out. Ka ta ta ta. God greatness is being leaked out right now. Sharacha, I receive some. God greatness is being leaked right now. Shere borsa, I'm not drop the money. Braba sokore di. Karorose di. Taraborose di di. Yes, ma'am. Karaba shaka ta ra ra ba sa ta. Every now and then, say, God greatness is leaking out of me. Every now and then. Don't be afraid to say it. You don't have to be perfect. Let your greatness fall in this place. Thank you for your greatness. Great wisdom, great knowledge, great understanding, great mercy is flowing out of me. Your greatness. Say it, God's greatness is leaking out of me. God's greatness is filling this place. Oh my goodness. On a few moments you're gonna get it. In a few moments it's gonna hit you. But God's greatness is filling this place. Shata kasa kurebisha. Your greatness, Father. You the greater one. Shata. You the greater one. Use me as an instrument of your greatness. Write this down. Use me as an instrument of your greatness. Good God Almighty. Shut up. Hallelujah. Kashaka. Glory to God. Use me as an instrument of your greatness. Shatatarakasha. Ramamama sata. Rapapa. His greatness has been given to you as his child. Rabasato koshetiti. Darabakasuko shaka. Use me as an instrument of your greatness. Hasikate. Let your greatness leak out of me. Flow. Aseke, bro, around me. Jididi, mercy. Bra ba 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 ba, kindness, shada, goodness, bra, is in your greatness. Nitere ba sa ta ta, yeah, I yield to your greatness, yeah. Andela ba so ko te de flowing, leaking out of me. Shakata, leaking in this place, leaking all on the parking lot. Shakata ta, your greatness. Leaking in the children's church, in the nursery, your greatness. Ha! Shakata ta proba sata. Koroba ba ba soko. Flood. Flood of greatness is about to hit this place. Flood of your greatness is about to hit this place. Flood of your greatness is about to hit this place. Flood of your greatness is about to hit this place, Father. Shata taro ba ba soko shiki. Kondele boko shika tara ba soko. Andele boro ba sikiti. Roba ba 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 ba. Rapa suku ta 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 ta. The weaker you are, the greater the flow. Hasakata ta ta koshetele boro basata. Kansiri te kosaya hashaka. Ooh, my goodness. Kasata, your greatness is all over this place. Kashata, every person that comes through the door. Tatara, but it be flooded with your greatness. Rababa suku shiki tarabashuku tiri boro basa. Rabashuku tiri te koro basa kuriri. Rabasuku shiki tiri mongra sehi suku. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness. Did you catch the revelation? Now the revelation go farther. There's five things going to leak out you this morning. Go back to 1 Chronicles 29. You should have caught that revelation. If it's greatness, if his greatness is going to leak out of me. Now his power is about to leak out of me. Sure, is he in there? So God, let your power leak out of me. Say it. God, let your power leak out of me this morning. There's a power leak. I hope you see it. I'm getting full of myself. Let your power leak. Five things going to leak out of you this morning. All on the parking lot. All on 22, the power leaking. All in Darrow. All the surrounding city, the power is leaking. The power of God. Nobody can stop it. There's a power leak in here. Power to produce whatever you need produced. My goodness. A power to carry out whatever need to be carried out in your life. There's a power leak. I'm overflowing with power. Shady, say I'm overflowing with power. Woo, glory to God. Shout out about, I got a power leak, a power overflow. Fill this place, flood this place with your power out of me. Flood this place with the power out of me. Shakata, your power in me. Shata, let it flow. Katata, I'm your agent. Katata, koshiki. Robasata, kasata, kasata, koshi. Roko, God, power flowing out of me. Leaking out of me. Shiki, teko, to koshi. Robasata, kasiro, koshi. Arabasa, kateri, titi, kosa, kata. Ramashiko, titi, 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 titi. Kosata, rabashiko, titi. Rabaka, I got so much power it's leaking. Kasaka bashaka. Roda, help somebody else. Kasata ta ta. Shakata tararabasha. I got so much power it's leaking. Kasata, help somebody else. Tashiko toro mambre shukute. Rababa basato ko shake out. Ooh, glutton. God power leaking out of me. Shakata, say it. work miracles, signs, and wonders on those who come around me. God, greatness and power leaking out of me. All over this place. God, greatness and power leaking out of me. Saka, flooding this place. Ratata, God using me as an instrument. See, you can't wait on God to do what he already has done. You already packing God's greatness. And you already packing God's power. You don't have to be praying for greatness, praying for power. You are greatness and you are power. That's why the church come alive, to know that God using you as an instrument. So God's greatness and God's power is leaking. He told me the word leak, so I don't know. It's leaking out of you right now. Could anybody come around you, be touched with greatness and touched with power. The person who's sitting next to you today is going to be touched with greatness and touched with power. All over the world, they're being touched with greatness and power. Shaka. Every church, Rabasaka, every minister, touching with greatness and power this morning. Shako Rubasuko Tidi, Handele Borobasiki Tidi Borobasiku Tidi Kusha, Katsako City. God's greatness, God's power is flowing in this place. It leaked out of me. Katsete de Boko Shata. Don't be afraid of it. Say it. We're not talking about you, we're talking about God in you. We're not talking about your mistake, we're talking about your power. We all made mistakes this week. That's not what it's about. Roba, we're surrounded by greatness and power. Glory to God. Now let me write this down. What you're creating within yourself and within this territory or within you is an excellent spirit. Those five things creates an excellent spirit in you. So now you about to solve hard problems. That's another prayer meeting there. That's in Daniel. Daniel had an excellent spirit. And hard sentences, Daniel could figure them out because he had the spirit of God in him. The Lord said, those five are going to create an excellent spirit in you. Greatness flowing out, your power flowing out of you, leaking out of him. That's where he said leak. It's leaking out of him. In other words, it's going out when you don't know it. I see why he said leak now. It's steady flowing. Are you hearing me? In prayer, you cannot have sin consciousness. You have to have God consciousness. If you try to pray in your shortcoming, you're going to come up short.
Talk to me, Dad.
You have to pray out of your God nature.
Yes, sir.
Out of your Christ nature.
Yes, sir.
You understand what we're doing?
Yes, sir.
You're letting the God come out of you. What? You can't be praying about what's already done. You got to receive it. How long are you going to pray about it? When are you going to receive it? I don't have to pray about no power. Get away from me with this sin mess. Trying to hold me in my sin. He'll wash my sins away. I'm a holy man. I'm a holy woman of God. Many things in your life are going to be solved this morning.
I receive it.
The solution is going to come out of you.
Yep.
Say, God in me.
God in me.
God present.
God present.
God's power.
God's power.
It's on the inside of me. You don't have to go to heaven to get a hold of God. You don't have to go through all them demons to get to God. It's personal. Now let's pray a little more. Yeah, now let's get this. I'm getting drunk. Let's get this glory out of us. Say, God, glory in me. And it's leaking. Pray to leak. Pray. Leaking glory. Leaking glory. Say it. Say, see, you might say some things after I say it because you'll get that anointing on you. Leaking glory. God's glory. All that God is.
All
that God can do. Is leaking out of me right now. Go ahead and pray in the spirit about that. Shot. Shot. So his majesty, his power, and his glory is leaking out of me. Write this down. You waiting for me to do it. I sent you to do it. You waiting for me to solve it. I sent you to solve it.
That's good.
I put myself in you.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Speak it out. Think it out. Yes. Believe it out. Yes. And you'll solve it because my nature is on the inside of you.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. Ha. My goodness. Your majesty, your power, and your glory is leaking out of me. Say it, your majesty, your power, and your glory is leaking out of me. It's all over this place.
Mana mana mau kosong,
I know it's new territory, but go ahead. Look at 1 Chronicles 29:11 again. Read it and pray it. Because the first part of that verse gives you the second part. The thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Your greatness is in me, and the power. Your power is in me, and the glory. And your glory is in me, and the victory. And your victory is in me, and the majesty. And your majesty is in me. And then because of that, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. So if it's thine, it's mine. Glory to God. Thine is the kingdom. It's my kingdom. Oh Lord, and thine are exalted above, as head above all. Well, because of that, I'm with you, Lord. So you, Lord, I'm Lord over the situation. Go ahead and let his glory leak out of you. Shankat tarodo basa tado koshiti. Brabasu koshiketiti. Brubasa tada koshiti. Rabasu koshiketiti. Brubasu koshiketiti. Shikititi. Bosikititi. Borubasa tiri. Boshakatiri. Boraba. Danla moko shiriti. Kataro koshiriti. Didi boko tara. Borubapa. Thank you, Lord. Are you getting it? Come on. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. So, of course, you pray that prayer sometime by yourself. You watch what happens. Here's what the Lord said to tell you. When you pray in that mode, with that type of understanding, you put fear in the enemy. He recognized who you are. We've been recognizing him too long. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy will do you no harm. So when you're walking around with a power leak, with a glory leak and majesty leak and greatness leak, I don't know who this is for. Stop listening to those little lies telling you nobody and keep calling your mistakes up. Jesus' blood have handled my mistakes. All I have to do is hear what the Spirit did and repent. I'm trying to take you over there to show you what you're praying here. Jesus, we're following Jesus' example here. In John 17:22, I think it is. John 17:22. Did you know you had it? He said, Jesus had a glory which thou givest me. I will give to them someday. When they get to heaven. When you're holy, and you ain't done nobody wrong, and you're just right. And the glory which thou givest me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. When the glory is flowing, we can't be separated. I'll tell you, the glory is flowing. I feel it. I want this walk with God when you don't feel nothing. Y'all can have that. Y'all just go ahead and walk by your faith. I walk by feeling too. I got to feel him.
Yeah. He's real.
His presence. This atmosphere is pregnant with his presence right now. Anything good can be birthed right here now. I'm going to give you a revelation now. You hold on to your seat.
Come on with
you. You have to become the parent of anything you birth out of heaven. Mary became the mother of Jesus, the parent of Jesus supernaturally. Anything birthed in the spirit world, you got to become the parent of it. You become pregnant with it, or God can't get it into his realm. So you have to conceive the seed, which is the word of God. Oh, please don't miss this. See, the seed is always sent to be conceived, but you got to receive it. Receive the seed and it'll conceive, and you become the parent of what you're birthing.
That's some good teaching.
The only thing that you don't have, you didn't receive the seed. And you didn't carry it long enough. You bumped against somebody else and let them abort your baby. Can you see what I'm saying, ma'am? The pregnancy was in process, but you heard somebody else say something else. You designed the birth. In the spirit realm. But you got to become a parent. And nourish that baby on the inside of you. Through meditation and praise and worship and thanksgiving. There's some things y'all gonna get an answer for now. Y'all been praying about it. You're gonna do it or not? See, you got to nourish that petition you put before God. He answered it already. All right. So go back to 1 Chronicles 29. We try to close the prayer. You know, be shame we all just get in the car and go home, huh? What happened? My goodness, man. I told the Lord, come here. I said, Lord, I mean, how are we going to go to another service? We just want to get in the car and go home. That what you've been believing God for, you're pregnant with it now. But I need you to understand, you got to be a parent, become a parent of it. You know how you took care of your children?
Yeah.
And you got to become a parent of it. You got to guard it and protect it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is so good. That phone call about your baby. Somebody call you, it's just out of the blue. How you doing? And you know something, and then they're going to talk about something that they don't supposed to talk about. Baby die on the inside of you. Now you're a greatness leaker. You're a power leaker, right? You're a glory leaker. What's the next word in now? Victory. Stand up. Let's get some victory going out of Shatarabashu. Akasora victory. 1 John 5:4. Chachokotere borasat. Bande so kose. Apushikandandose. Your victory is leaked out in this place. Every person walking this door is going to run into victory. Shut out on the parking lot. Your victory is sitting out there waiting on them. Yeah, all on 22, your victory is flowing down, leaking down 22. Shut out. Your victory is in the driveway. My goodness. Every seat, your victory is in every seat in this house. Wow. Leaked and run zo gay so basata. Shut out about koshe koho. Mendele yo kosha tata. Say your victory is leaking out of me. Shatatarabo kosata. Rasukota. I'm surrounded by victory. Kasoko shot. Brasaku setele monstoko. By every word I speak, by every breath I breathe, is breathing your victory. Glory to God. I am victory. I am victorious. Hold on to the victory. Everything you're dealing with right now, it's being drowned with victory. Thank you for a victory flood, Lord. Thank you for a victory flood. But this place is flooded with victory. Thanks be to God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever is born of God, whatsoever is born of God, overcome this world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I'm leaking victory right now. Glory. I'm leaking your greatness, leaking the power, leaking your glory, leaking your victory. Shiato in this place. Ha 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 ha. I'm the parent of victory. I'm birthing victory right now. I'm impregnated with victory. Victory all around me. Oh, parasaka. Rasika. Hallelujah. 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 Shabbara. Hallelujah. Shakata taroba shaka. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shaka. Hararoba. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shaka. To God be the glory. Shaka ta 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 ta. Oh my, oh my, oh my, shout out, oh my, Krasakosha, glory to God, Krasatata, Krasukosha, glory to God, Shatarabasa, Frobashaka, Brosatata, hey, hey, Bosata, hey, 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 oh, hey, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. shata. Koroma sha. Koroba sa ta ta ta. Krosa ta 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 ta. Roba ba 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 sa. Kose te 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 te. Koroba sha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Sharara basha. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to say something that might cut the whole thing off, but I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it. Father, forgive me for being so stupid. You see what I'm saying? See, all this I got in me, and I've been putting up with that mess. I'm not going to let that happen no more. Worried about something. Stressed out about something. I'm not doing that no more. I go to this voice. Pray my way out of it. Now, it's shocking the last leg of this prayer we're about to pray. Go back to 1 Chronicles 29. It's shocking. Yeah, it's shocking that His Majesty is in me. Whew. My goodness. I'm a sign and a wonder going somewhere to happen. You remember He said, He didn't say, you go after signs and wonders in Mark. He said, signs and wonders, they follow that majesty that is in you. I have no hands but your hand. You telling me that God's majesty is in me?
Yes.
Yep. Is Christ in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Is the kingdom in you?
Yes.
Is the Holy Ghost in you?
Yes.
Is the new birth in you?
Yes.
Is a new creature in you?
Yes.
What's in there then? You got the see to it. Let it leak. Let your majesty leak out of me this morning. Shatakasu. Say all five. Look at your Bible. Say all five. Leaking out of me right now. Say them out. Say them out. Shatakasu. Now something just broke loose. I don't know what it is. Something just broke loose. A barricade to keep you from going to your next level just had been broken. In every area, physical, financially, every area, family-wise, a barricade was sitting there, but it was broken. I felt it. Bam, that thing was broken. Go over all five again. Go over all five right quickly. Leaking out of me. Pray and pray in tongue a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. quiet for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Be quiet and think about it. Let it leak out. Just be quiet. Think about it. You can look at the scriptures you want while you're being quiet. Let's meditate a few minutes. What have happened to us this morning? You're in 5 new positions. Now, don't let your mind be distracted. I'm going to talk to you a minute and show you how to do it. Don't let your mind be distracted. You keep your mind focused on those 5 things, what have happened to you. Now, you try to be distracted by thinking about something else, but bring your mind back to what you're doing. You're meditating that God is using you fivefold. Now, write this down, and then we'll close. I want you to remember this because I heard it in the spirit. There's a fivefold anointing constantly coming out of me. That's those 5 things. That's 5 phases of the anointing. And they're constantly leaking out of you, wherever you work, whatever you do, from the rest of your life, you can know that this fivefold anointing is leaking out of me. You probably go anywhere in the world, you won't even find this revelation. It's a revelation fresh from heaven. I never heard it before, but you have those fivefold anointing, the Holy Ghost. They're leaking out of you. Greatness is an anointing that you have on in you, on the inside of you. You never can be a failure again. Sorry to tell you, your failing days are over. I had to say that, sorry, you know, just to make you see what I'm saying, you know. But you're packing a fivefold anointing, and the anointing is constantly leaking. And the reason it's leaking is it's unlimited. So no matter how much leak out of you, you're still full. Don't ever volunteer again to be weak. That's what I said. Don't ever volunteer, because that's the only way you can be weak. You volunteer to be weak. You say something dumb. Think something dumb. So every time you're weak, you just volunteer to be weak. There's no such thing as being weak in the spirit. When you're weak, you're probably in your flesh. The Lord will help you there, but you can help the Lord by understanding how he works, how he operates. All right, take your break and go to the restroom, whatever you got to do.